The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician, and I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, let's see here. I got a little bit of news before we get into the monologue of today. You know, you've all heard me say a day without a hamburger is like a day without sunshine. And everybody knows if you hang around me, I eat at least one hamburger a day. I try to eat about half a pound to 1 pound of hamburger a day and sandwiches with lettuce and tomatoes and onions. And people say, well, I'll kill you. It's fast food. Well, I don't eat the French fries and drink the soft drinks. The hamburgers are very good, and people just don't believe that. Well, a gal just died last week. Her name was Lovey Yancey. She died at 96. She was the founder of the Fat Burger restaurant chain back in 1947, sort of 10 years before McDonald's started up. And the guys who really dug her stuff were a lot of guys who did TV. Red Fox, you know, Sanford and Sons, Ray Charles were big customers of hers. And, of course, she stayed open all night. With her, she actually worked herself 16 to 18 hours up until the day she died at 96. And it says here, she didn't start out operating an open all night hamburger stand, but the word got out how good the food was, and so we started getting requests from night shift people, early morning workers, bus drivers, mailmen, street sweepers, people, you know, wanted us to stay open longer. And she was actually featured in movies such as The Fast and the Furious and the Ice Cube single, It Was a Good Day, and so on. And again, she died at 96. And, of course, MDs would rather eat tofu and take cholesterol-lowering drugs than live to be an average of 56. So I want you to think about that. Here's a gal working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, it says, in her obituary, since 1947. You think about that. We're talking 60 years here. And just it was eating hamburgers, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and she died at 96. Now, I'll bet if she'd have taken vitamins and minerals, she'd still be alive, right? She lived beyond 100. She just missed it by 4 years. She lived to be the same age as Linus Pauling did, have two Nobel Prizes, right? And so as long as you're not frying the burgers, as long as you're not eating French fries, you're not eating or drinking the soft drinks, a burger with lettuce and tomatoes and onions is a good thing. Now, I want to talk about recession-proofing your life, and particularly I want to talk about weight loss here for the longevity products. I mean, we have the mineral makeup, and we've got the Mighty 90 and so forth to help support and promote health and maintenance and support healthy metabolism and healthy blood sugar levels and blood pressure levels and so on, maintenance, repair. But weight loss continues to, every place you go, people are talking, well, 70% of Americans are overweight, 40% are obese. That means 30 pounds or more overweight. And they're talking about, I think it's in Alabama, I guess it was Alabama, it was in the news today, it was on the Fox crawler, that the governor of the state wants to pass a law that says that you cannot, a restaurant can't serve somebody who's obese. They can't give them a meal if they're obese. I don't think that'll ever pass, but I think the concept, you know, he's kind of thinking right. They really should be getting the 90 essential nutrients. They should be using a combination of our six different weight loss and weight management programs, mix and match, based on whether you have a beer belly or you're just totally overweight, your BMI is wrong, and so forth. You want to get into that little black dress, ladies or guys, you need to lose 2 or 3 inches off your middle, and you want to lose 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, 300, 400 pounds, we can help you do that by mixing and matching our weight loss programs. Get a hold of that trilogy of books, Leslie Doctor, Leslie Herbal Doctor, The Passport to Aromatherapy. Get a hold of the book specifically, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. And ask for the free CD by the same title when you buy the book, Hell's Kitchen. Then we have the ACT Energy Drink Distribution Business. And the book, Energy Crisis, and the matching CD along with it, Energy Crisis. Don't forget Wall Street for Kids, and all the title implies that the book was written for kids. 90% of adults don't know what's on that or in that book. They don't teach this stuff in school. 85% of Americans are employed by small business, and most of the tax laws are written to support and encourage the formation of small businesses. And so for you to be really part of America, you have to own your own business. Even if you think you have a good job, for you to get back most of your withholdings, you have to have your own business and legitimately work the business, and you get honest and legitimate tax deductions, which allows you to get back a significant amount of your withholdings. People complain all the time, well, the government's taking too much money. The government's taking too much money. The government's taking too much money. Then they want all this, quote, free, unquote, health care from the government. Well, in countries like France and England and the UK, which is England and all its holdings, and then like Switzerland and Sweden, which are supposedly have the best health care systems, people pay 75% of their wages to pay for the free health care system. They forget that part. They pay 75% of their wages in taxes to pay for the free health care system. The entire country works day and night so that everybody can have free health care. And so if you're not smoking, you're not eating fried foods, you're exercising moderately, you're eating well and you're supplementing, and you haven't been to doctors for years and years and years, why should you pay 75% of your wages to pay for the health care of smokers and people who eat fried foods and people who don't exercise and people who don't take care of themselves, people who don't take supplements, don't invest in themselves? And so don't be so quick to say, I'm going to vote for them, they're going to give me free health care. You will pay 75% of your wages and taxes for the health care system if you get a government. Can you imagine what the government would do with $2.2 trillion of our tax money just for the health care system? You got to be on your mind. Oh, my God. They can't even do it right with $2, let alone $2.2 trillion. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, more truth, justice, and the longevity way after these messages.
And we do have lines open. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Longevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around. And, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call. Because we want to talk to you about those things. Because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Longevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Dr. Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
With Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And I'm just still laughing about this governor of Alabama wanting to pass a law where people who are obese can't get served food in a public restaurant. And it'll never pass, but you know, obviously he's concerned because the state's having to pay for all the health care stuff dealing with these obese people. So contact your Youngevity associate. Get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. Subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. Ask them about our meal replacers, either in vanilla or chocolate. Ask them about the meal replacers. Those are shakes. Ask them about the Nature's Way nutrition bars. My favorite is the dark chocolate on top of chocolate. The best-selling one is dark chocolate on top of raspberry. And we have the ferret fat pack with cleansers and, you know, the colon cleanses, as well as things that ramp up your metabolism so you burn more calories, subdue your appetite. It has the minerals to subdue the cravings. And then, of course, we have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. We have the Slender FX. We have the Slim Cow Diet. And you can mix and match those depending on how much you need to lose, what you need to do, what you want in a weight loss, weight management program, and your Youngevity associate can help you through that. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, before we get into that, I actually wanted to make a comment on your monologue. You're talking about nationalized health care and how well it would work and how much money it would cost. I just want to remind people that after the Internet came along, what was the term they started calling the regular postal system? You know, snail mail, because it never gets there. And that's a program that the government's been operating for well over 100 years. So you might want to think about that and take into consideration if your health care is being administered by a group that does as good a job as the Postal Service does at times.
And yeah, you don't want them running your life in health, although some people keep saying, we have to have the government do it. We have to have the government do it. Well, that's going the wrong direction.
Sorry, sir, we mailed your records to Afghanistan by mistake. You'll have to wait 4 weeks to get them back before we can treat you. Well, what I want to talk about today is about birth defects, and this actually comes from a Reuters news story where the headline is Premature Births Lower in Women Taking Folic Acid. And this actually goes to something I've heard you talk about in the past, and that is that often, you know, children when are born with certain birth defects, a lot of it could have been prevented, but a lot of it isn't so much something that happened during gestation. It was the fact that the mother was lacking something when she was actually getting pregnant with the child when the actual conception occurred. And this sort of goes to that, is according to this story, they said women taking folic acid, which is vitamin B, lower early birth risks that by 70%, according to this study. And this was women that were taking supplements for at least a year before becoming pregnant. So it sort of goes to how important it is to get all 90 essential nutrients, not just while you're trying to grow a baby, but while you're trying to conceive one, and even before that, so that the mother isn't deficient and pass any kind of deficiency on to the child. In this particular study, they looked at 35,000 pregnant women between 99 and 02. They disclosed their folic acid intake, and they said the women who took folic acid supplements for at least a year prior to pregnancy cut their chances of very early preterm births, which would be 20 to 28 weeks into pregnancy, by 70% compared to other women. Early preterm babies also face all kinds of high-risk complications, such as cerebral palsy, mental retardation, lung diseases, and blindness. And they say women taking folic acid for at least a year before getting pregnant saw their risk fall by about 50% for premature births occurring 28 to 32 weeks. And they say most pregnancies, of course, take about 40 weeks. And this was all done at the University of Texas in Galveston by Dr. Radek Bulkowski. And he says, quote, we have very exciting and promising potential prevention method for a preterm birth. And so once again, supplementation comes to the rescue. Of course, they certainly can't use the cure word, but I just find that interesting that, you know, just such a simple thing as having the proper amounts of vitamin B could prevent a baby from being born with cerebral palsy or some other really bad birth defect.
Well, yeah. Actually, we've eliminated all birth defects in animals that still plague people. I'm going to repeat that, Doug, because we were talking about a huge load on a family. It wrecks the kids' lives, wrecks the family's life, wrecks the local economy, increases your insurance premiums. When we've eliminated all these birth defects in animals simply by using preconception nutrition, we feed them all the known essential nutrients prior to conception, all through the pregnancy, and we've eliminated every birth defect you can name that still plague people. And, of course, why would doctors want to do that? If we got rid of all birth defects, we would eliminate a whole specialty of doctors, you know, prenatal surgeons, we're talking about pediatric surgeons, pediatric intensive care. We'd eliminate all that if we just gave women vitamins and minerals prior to conception. What a concept. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chew. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information, or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal and you won't be hungry and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you want to take control of your own health, if you want to be healthy, if you want to add many healthful years to your life, you want to support a healthy metabolism, healthy blood sugar, healthy blood pressure, healthy mental acuity and cognition, ability to solve problems, healthy vision, blah, blah, blah. You want to supplement with the Mighty 90, the 90 essential nutrients, get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and the Passport Aromatherapy to learn how to do it. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Arkansas, and Carlotta, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Carlotta, you're on the air.
Hello. My question is, I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old girl who play basketball, and they're always outside playing, and I'm wondering to know what's the best supplement to give them.
Okay, have any idea what they weigh?
One is 48. The 8-year-old is 48 pounds, and the 11-year-old, I want to say, is, I'm not really sure. Sorry.
Is she bigger than the little one?
Yes, she is much.
Twice as big, you think?
No, probably about a foot taller.
Okay, so you think she'd weigh 60 pounds or 75?
Probably about 75.
Okay, let's say 75 pounds. Okay, what you want to do for the little one, the 8-year-old, is I would start her out with a teaspoon of one of our liquid multiples. Probably a good place to start is either with the Kids Toddy, T-O-D-D-Y, give her a teaspoon twice a day, the Kids Toddy, or the Ultra Body Toddy. Has a little more nutrients in it. And because they're playing basketball, I would also throw in the OsteoFX, the liquid calcium, plus the other 79 nutrients necessary for the calcium to work properly. And I would give her a teaspoon twice a day of that, then throw in the EFAs. She could take two of the EFAs twice a day, and that'll cover the waterfront. Then she should use the Rebound FX. If you don't want them to have caffeine, if they don't drink iced tea or soft drinks, then they can use the berry boost flavor of the Rebound FX, because there's no caffeine, there's no green tea in it, and you put an ounce of that concentrate for the Rebound FX berry boost flavor into, say, 16 ounces of water, and let them drink that as a hydrating drink. The older girl, the 11-year-old girl, who lives, we're guessing, at 75 pounds, I would give her a tablespoon twice a day of the liquid multiple, either the Kids Toddy or the Ultra Body Toddy, and a tablespoon of the liquid calcium twice a day, and then two of the EFAs twice a day. And, of course, she can use the same Rebound FX, and if they're not drinking iced tea, then they should have just the berry boost, which has no green tea and no caffeine added to it. And it's a concentrate. Take 1 ounce of that Rebound FX berry boost flavor, or the others if they're drinking iced tea, and then put that 1 ounce of the concentrate per 16 ounces of drinking water. And it's very important for them to stay away from fried foods and margarines and cooking oils and burnt meats. They can eat meat, but it has to be cooked medium or medium rare rather than extra well done kind of thing, because there's free radicals in there. It'll damage their young cartilage and bones and ligaments and tendons. And it's really tragic. The kids get a great kick out of participating in sports, and many of them become a student of the sports and really understand it and really apply themselves. And then they'll get some kind of injury or breakdown, which is not caused by falling or being hit. They just break down because they're sweating out the nutrients. And it's because they weren't getting the nutrients. So I really applaud you, Carlotta, to think about giving them a supplement program prior to them getting injured rather than trying to fix them after they're injured. Okay, well, we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
With Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And don't forget, if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate. Ask about those six different weight loss and weight management programs we have that you can mix and match to kind of get a program that's going to do exactly what you want. We can ramp up your metabolisms, you burn more calories. We can help you subdue your appetite and your cravings. We can certainly help you lose weight with a very nutritious, healthful approach. Meal replacers, it's really a neat system. Well, with all that said, also ask him about the book Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity, and it also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. Contact your Youngevity associate today, and let's be the best you can be. Let's get that weight under control and have a great life. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to Bryan, College Station, Texas, and Sue Ellen, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Sue Ellen, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wallach, how are you?
Phenomenal, thank you so much. How are you doing, dear?
I'm fine. Can you hear me okay? My phone's a little staticky.
That's okay, I can hear you.
Okay, I have three questions. My first question is in regard to my daughter. She is 34 years old and had her first baby December a year ago. And when she was pregnant, doing the ultrasound early in her pregnancy, her doctor discovered a cyst on her ovary, or one ovary, I believe, and told her that this was something that she was born with, some cells that perhaps were left over from afterbirth that settled on her reproductive organs. And when she reached the age of reproducing, it began to grow. And while she was on birth control pills, it didn't grow. But then when she got off of birth control pills to start her family, it began growing. And so, of course, while she was pregnant, they didn't want to do anything.
Is this a dermoid cyst or just an ovarian cyst?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I'm sure she's told me, and I don't remember the specific.
Did he tell you or did she tell you that this was a twin?
A twin?
This was, you know, your daughter's twin?
No.
Didn't tell you anything like that?
No, there's no twin. She's not a twin.
Okay, because a lot of these cysts are actually twins. The as the embryos kind of flattened out or became tubes, they actually turned out to be one twin sort of engulfed the other one, and that's why you have that cyst. And the cyst is actually a twin.
Tell me that.
Didn't tell you.
Well, I don't know, but that could be the case. She didn't tell me that. She just said the doctor said it might be some leftover afterbirth.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, she's been nursing, and she's about to wean the baby from nursing now, and they're wanting to remove it. And I just wanted her to have a second choice. You know, she and her husband want to have children again. The doctor told her there was only a 15% chance of damaging the ovary, and if it did, she'd still have one ovary, and you can get pregnant with one ovary.
Well, I would get a second opinion from another doctor that doesn't have a financial interest with this guy. And they usually have a CAT scan or some kind of surgical description or an ultrasound or whatever. You can usually tell what kind of cyst it is by an ultrasound. You don't even need to do an invasive thing. So I would get another opinion from somebody who's there, and, you know, at least an ultrasound. If not that, certainly a CAT scan. Find out what type of cyst it is, and then get back to me. Because in the case of a ovarian, you know, a simple ovarian cyst, these things represent insufficient amounts of progesterone, and they're just a normal follicle that just keeps growing and growing and growing because it doesn't have enough progesterone to encourage a rupture of the follicle and ovulate it. And sometimes you get one, sometimes you get multiple ones. A dermoid cyst is actually a twin. Sometimes it'll have teeth and skin and hair and bones and all kinds of stuff in it. And you need to find out which one it is, because the dermoid cyst usually doesn't hurt anybody. And like you say, they found it incidentally, you know, looking at other things. And the other one is fixable. Okay, well, get back to me as soon as you get the second opinion. We'll be back after these messages.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And, Doug, we're going right back to College Station, Texas, and Sue Ellen. Second question.
Okay. The next, actually, two more questions, and they're both in regards to my son, Jeff, who has Down syndrome and is 25 years old.
Hey, Jeff is 25.
Pardon?
He's 25, okay.
25, and he weighs about 115 pounds. He's on the Pig Pack Plus.
Now, is that 115 or 150?
About 115.
15, okay.
And he's about 4.5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's on the Pig Pack Plus, has been on that for a little over a year now, and we have been juicing, and he turns orange from the carrot juice, and I just don't think that should be. To me, that's telling me he's lacking in something or he's not processing the beta-carotene or...
Well, it's not unusual. Actually, it's not unusual, Swellen, for people who consume a lot of carrot juice or even eat a lot of juice from green leafy vegetables, which has a lot of carotene in it, to actually turn orange, especially their hands, the palms of their hands will turn orange, and they just get kind of an orange cast to them. You look at them and you say, you know, he looks kind of orange. And it's not unusual, really. And so what you can do to kind of lessen that effect, if he's going to continue to drink lots of carrot juice and green leafy vegetable juice, you know, particularly things like spinach, you know, that's really dark green, has a lot of beta-carotene in it. People think it's green, but really they have a lot of beta-carotene, a lot of orange stuff in them. And what you have to do is give them more minerals. 115 pounds, and he's having that effect. I would actually give him 3 tablespoons a day, a tablespoon of breakfast, lunch, and dinner of the plant minerals, because the minerals will actually support the liver's ability to convert that beta-carotene into something more useful, so you won't see it collect. But it's actually harmless, and as long as the eyes don't turn yellow, you know, the whites of the eyes shouldn't turn orange. Then when the whites of the eyes turn orange or yellow, that means they have an obstruction in the gallbladder or the bile ducts, or they're losing red blood cells, breaking down from some reason or another. And that's something that really needs to be pursued. But it's not unusual for people who drink carrot juice and all these dark leafy green juices every day, especially if they're drinking them twice a day or they drink them every day, 7 days a week. It's not unusual to get orange. Okay, next.
Herbal rainforest, is that okay?
Yeah, herbal rainforest is fine.
Okay.
Fabulous.
All right. Then the next question in regards to Jeff is he does take EFAs. He takes 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening.
Okay.
But his bottom lip this whole winter has been chapped and split and bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually have people who tell me if they take the fish oil ones that they get cracked lips. And so you might, if he's getting with you, are the EFAs or EFA pluses?
He takes the EFAs.
Okay, the EFAs. Try cutting it back down from 3 twice a day to 2 twice a day. See if that has any effect. But in the meantime, you can use the CM cream directly on his lips. It'll actually give him some discomfort relief. And it's a very, moisturizing, enriching cream. So that's where I would go with that. We also have the moisturizers in the Youngevity, the Nuvante, and the Tidal Wave skin and beauty care lines, but they don't have the analgesia or the pain-relieving properties that the CM cream does. So you can kind of tinker around with that. Try cutting the EFAs from 3 twice a day down to 2 twice a day, see if that has any positive effect. But I have had some people say that they had to switch to the EFAs because the EFA pluses, if they got up above 6 of them, that they would start getting cracked lips. And so they may be eating a lot of meat and getting too much in the way of omega-6s and 9s, and so the ratios are off. That will definitely do that, especially people who are prone to cracked cuticles and hangnails and cracked heels and things like that during the wintertime, which is, again, common for people that have either overt deficiencies of omega-3s or ratio problems between omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And so it's a matter of each individual tinkering around with it a little bit, make sure that you have to cut back on one and raise the other, and instead of eating 2 hamburgers a day, have them eat one and eat more eggs, and you'll find some combination that results in the lips not getting cracked and chapped. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Myrna, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Myrna, you're on the air.
Dr. Wallach, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. What's up?
This is a veterinary question.
Okay.
And I've just received the bottle of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals that I'm taking for myself and also the Ultimate Daily. I figured I'd start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get some supplements for my little dog. She's a 13-year-old Pomeranian, and she's 5 pounds.
Okay.
Well, I was looking at the Pet Energy Punch, and it says one package makes a gallon. Well, she could swim in that, and it would take her forever to get through it. So at the bottom of the page...
Were you able to get some Pet Energy Punch?
And yeah, well, I thought, well, that'd last her forever and a day.
No, I'm asking, were you able to get some? Because we discontinued that a year ago.
Okay, because it was on the website when I was looking to order for myself.
Okay, well, let me help you out here. We actually have a powder that's in a liver base for dogs and cats and other animals. It's called Arthrodex, and it's a scoop for 25 pounds of body weight. And so what you would do is use a fifth of a scoop, and you can pretty much eyeball that, you know, dump it out onto a dish and take a butter knife and kind of make 5 equal piles, with, you know, just eyeball it as close as you can, 5 equal piles. Put that pile back in the scoop and make a mark on it, and that way you'll know where one-fifth of a scoop is for 5 pounds, because it's normally a scoop for 25 pounds of body weight. I would also give that little Pomeranian one EFA capsule a day. You can puncture it and put it in the food. I would also make sure you give that dog a commercial dog food that on the label, whether it's a can or dry dog food, it says very clearly that it's designed or formulated for toy breeds under 10 pounds of body weight. That's very important that you feed that dog a dog food that's designed for toy breeds under 10 pounds, as opposed to just a generic dog food that you get someplace for, you know, $12 for 40 pounds. Very important, because it's formulated for the smaller volumes that that dog is going to consume. And then the liquid minerals, just the plant minerals, I would give that dog a teaspoon for 20 pounds. So 1/4 of a teaspoon, which you can use in your cooking, you know, you can get your cooking measuring things. And basically what I would do is make sure that the measurements are correct. Otherwise, you might get a little diarrhea. But 1/5 or 1/4 of a teaspoon, 1/4 of a teaspoon, and again, you can use your cooking measurement spoons to accomplish that. Put in the dog food every day, and that'll cover all the supplement programs you need.
Okay, and that was the Majestic Earth Minerals?
Yeah, the Majestic Earth Minerals, the EFAs, one capsule a day, and then the Arthrodex, which is 1/5 of a scoop in the dog food, and then make sure the dog food says on the label, whether it's a can or a dry dog food, is formulated for toy breeds less than 10 pounds of body weight. Very important.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, dear. You have a great day. All right. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to New Mexico. And Lee, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Lee. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, I'm questioning about ulcer in past the stomach area. I guess that's called a
duodenal ulcer?
Yeah, duodenal. And second quick question is, are you on satellite radio?
I'm not on satellite radio. However, you can get me really any time of day on the web, kseo.com. And I'm live on the day that I'm speaking live at the right time, which is noon to 1 Pacific time. And then it has a backlog, I guess you call it, of my shows going back a year. Okay, KFCO.com, look on the homepage, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Get that. Now, hang on, Lee. We'll come back with you, and we'll talk about duodenal ulcers after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. For a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to New Mexico. And Lee, I want to talk just a little bit about the duodenal ulcers. And duodenal ulcers, of course, are caused by an infection with a bacteria called H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori. It used to be caused by stress. Doctors would tell you to quit your job and retire and get a new spouse and all that kind of stuff and live on baby food. And if that didn't work, they're going to surgically remove your stomach and so on. And that's how they treated ulcers for 100 years or more. And in veterinary medicine, we knew some 60 years ago that it was caused by this bacteria, H. pylori, and actually caused the sudden deaths of pigs when they would actually bleed to death internally as a result of these ulcers eroding blood vessels in the duodenum or duodenum, depending on how you want to say it, in the stomach. And it was actually caused by this bacteria. Well, about 10 years ago now, a clinician in Australia was reading the veterinary literature and said, well, I wonder if that's true in people. He started culturing the ulcers in human beings. He found the same bug, and sure enough, he would give antibiotics, and he can actually cure duodenal and stomach ulcers with antibiotics by killing the bug. And so that's kind of where the approach is for duodenal ulcers, gastric ulcers. You go ahead and take a course of antibiotics for anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, and 98% of the time, this is according to the National Institutes of Health, 98% of the time, the person will be cured in a 4 to 6 week course of antibiotics by killing the bug and then the stomach and duodenum heal themselves. The 2% who don't get cured in the first 4 to 6 week course they would then take another 4 to 6 weeks course, and then you get 100% cure. It's quite simple. And so it's a matter of getting a doctor who will do that. Most of them say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, the guy won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. He's the only clinician who ever won a Nobel Prize in Medicine because of the work was such great detail. Of course, American doctors, you know, they'll do a blood test. Well, no, you don't have any antibodies to H. pylori, and so must not be it. Well, that's a very, very lame approach. If you have a diagnosed duodenal or gastric ulcer, that alone is enough for you to take a course of antibiotics for 4 to 6 weeks and then see how it goes, do another upper GI or another CAT scan or another ultrasound or however they diagnosed it. And then you, if you're cured, you're cured. If not, then you do another 4 to 6 weeks course. Obviously, you want to take all 90 essential nutrients to support and promote the healing, the mighty 90. You want to support and promote healthy gastrointestinal function, to support and promote a healthy immune system, which is going to help you overcome that bug, to support the activity of the antibiotics. Then you need to follow up with a probiotic, something like the Nightly Essence, and it's a process. If you do all the right things, duodenal ulcers and gastric ulcers should be curable with antibiotics and nutrition. Okay. Was there anything else, Lee? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, sure. Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let me know how things turn out.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
You bet, buddy. All right. Well, we have a moment left here, so I'm going to go ahead and take it and remind you that if you really want to take care of yourself, especially if you have weight loss need, if you have a weight challenge, if you're overweight, you're obese, get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. You want to be sure to, in fact, get a hold of that book and talk to your Youngevity associate and ask them how you can mix and match the six different weight loss programs, including meal replacers, the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet, Slender FX, the Slim Cow Diet, the Nature's Way Shake, the Nature's Way Nutrition Bars, the Ferret Fat Pack, on and on and on, all this stuff. You can mix and match them and assemble a program that's going to be just right for you, meet your schedules and your needs and so on. And if you do that and let these guys from Youngevity coach you through this, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. As economical, actually save money by giving up all these nasty foods that contribute to your problem. And you'll have more than enough money to pay for the supplements and have money left over. Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody. Great testimonies, great questions today. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job, as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. And God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.